You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
At the time that he's just about to bless his children, he's not able to recognize them because he lost his eyesight. So what happened that he lost his eyesight? The angels, when they cried? How did they find out?
They're watching
Yitzhak. They can watch. How were they able to watch?
They can see the Eruv.
They can? Really? Well, Rashi, you're almost there. But Rashi explains that Hashem opened the layer of the Shomayim, unless they were not able to see. So Hashem opened up, and then they were watching, and then what happened?
They cried.
They cried. So from here we learn, not only you cry, also the angels cry. So you don't feel too bad. So they cried, and then what happened? In the eyes of, so what happened when the tears fell in the eyes of the Yitzhak Avinu? So now here, another lesson that you learn, that your tears is much safer than angels' tears. So that's another privilege that you have. So now here, there's an interesting point, before you get to the main point. Did Abraham saw the Malachim also at the same time?
No.
Only Yitzhak?
Yes.
Why?
Because he was lying on the Mizbeach.
Okay.
And he was over him.
Okay.
And he was looking up and Abraham Avinu was looking down while he was trying to...
So Abraham Avinu didn't, like when said the tears were coming down, he didn't see the tears?
But he bent over.
Yeah?
Shkita.
Fine. But that's... No, you cannot see the angels?
No.
He didn't see it?
No.
No?
Physical tears.
No.
Was that?
But did he see the angels?
No.
No?
He was busy with his son on the Mizbeach.
I know, but who is greater at this moment? Yitzhak or Abraham?
Yitzhak.
Yeah. I thought it was test of Abraham.
He passed the test once he started.
He's done? He's finished?
Yeah.
He's finished? Yeah? It's not finished. Another beautiful lesson here is that we learn from here, Abraham Avinu Shalom was not able to see the angels. Why? Because he was free, you know, he could run, he could sit, he could eat, but Yitzhak Avinu was tied up. So here we learn a very important lesson that as long as you're tied up, you can see the angels. But if you're free, you can do anything. Yeah, I give you a lot of tips today. So when you're tied up... Right, exactly. So then you're able to see the angels. So now, back to the main subject. So now here... So if Hashem would not open the Raqiyya, so the angels would not be able to see and they would not cry. Why they would not cry?
They don't see, so they don't cry.
You don't see. But they know what's happening? They know. But what's the difference between opening the Raqiyya, the layer, or not opening the Raqiyya? What's the difference?
When you see, it has more effect.
Oh, it has more effect. Right, beautiful. So the answer here is that we believe, every Yehudi believes that whatever that we feel that we have to say Dayan Ha'emet in this world, in Shemayim we say Baruch Tov U'metiv. So what does that mean? So by the way, that the perspective that we have in this world that is terrible in Shomayim is?
Perfect.
It's the best.
Yeah.
So now here we see for the angels to cry, they had to be earthy. So Hashem had to make him to look down. But if they would not look down, how would they see it? They would not cry because they know it's a perfect thing. So now, here. So now, Yitzchak Avinu is not able to see. So obviously, Hashem caused it that such a thing would happen. So then, he was not able to recognize Yaakov Avinu. So now, if he was able to see, but if he was not ever lose his eyesight, what would happen? So then, if he knew exactly what the Esav is all about, what kind of feeling would give to Yitzchak Avinu? But fine. But would he be a happy person? As a happy father, would he?
No.
Would not be. So now here is a very beautiful point, and that is, Ribono Shel Olam, because he wanted that when Yitzchak Avinu was going to give the blessing to Yaakov Avinu, the blessing will be everlasting. So now the ingredient for the blessing to be everlasting is what? What's the ingredient?
To be blind.
Sorry?
To be blind.
True. No. What do you need? Like, let's say you want to bless your children. What's the ingredient you need when you bless your children? You have to be happy. Because if you're not happy and you give me Shabarach, I mean, it's good, but it's not going to be as effective. So Yibono Shel Olam, because he wanted that Yaakov's blessing would be everlasting, so he caused that Yitzchak Avinu would not be able to see. So that means the whole scenario that Yitzchak Avinu had to go through would not be able to see. First of all, would not be paid because of Esav, and stay happy, so be able to give Yaakov Avinu the bracha that is going to be everlasting forever and ever. And you see here the importance that when you receive bracha and you give bracha, that you have to make sure you have the main ingredient, and that is
happiness.
The happiness. And that's how the blessing is going to stay forever and ever. That's the whole key point. That even though that sometimes maybe you feel, you know, what is it to be happy? Or why should I be happy? But if you want your brachot and tefillah will go through, make sure, check it, that you're in a happy state or not. Because, Chas v'Shalom, if you're not in a happy state, you know, your bracha is not going to be as effective. Shem Yisakeno, B'zad Hashem, שנזכה לעבוד השם דברך בשמחה רבה, להתלהבות, ונזכה בישועות בקרוב.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.